need content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, June 27th.
Yes, Wednesday. I can't hear myself.
Really?
Yeah, at all.
Excuse me, push up number four.
Okay, now I can.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's going on?
Did you push the wrong one there?
I don't know what I did.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, welcome to the show. And Bridgetta comes in here like a storm.
Oh, my God. I don't know what. This morning was like a great morning. Like, I was like feeling good, whatever. I went to bed so early last night. I am twitching around in my seat right now. I feel like there's like bugs inside of me.
Really?
I'm freaking out right now. I'm like, literally, I'm playing with my hoo-ha. No, I'm not. But I feel like
they're everywhere. Do you want me to turn around so you can look?
Yes. Kind of. I'm like, maybe they're in my ass. I don't know. So
here, I'm turning around.
Okay, I'm totally looking right now. I'm checking inside my underwear to make sure there is no flies or bugs. That is so disgusting. Okay.
Right. Are we okay?
I feel better. Yes, but I'm freaking out.
So tell us why you're freaking out.
Oh my God. Okay, so I walk outside today and I'm like, you know, la-di-da, because it was a good morning. And I look down and there's like shit all over the place. And I'm like, what in the world? I mean, the next door neighbor, they have like, there's like the next door neighbor and then there's an apartment above it. So there's like, they share a garbage disposal pipe. Okay. So that pipe, and this has recently happened before and they fixed it. Well, no. The pipe exploded all over my front lawn.
Really?
My front porch.
Wow.
Yes. So not only is there pasta and whatever they had for dinner last night, this morning, upstairs and downstairs, and whatever they shoved in their garbage disposal, but there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of flies and bugs.
Wow.
All over. All over. Because it's all over the front lawn,
right.
And it's like, you know, animals and bugs are having a feast from all night.
Yeah.
So I don't know what time this happened at. And so I walk out like la-di-da-di-da, and I step over, it was too late, like thousands upon thousands of flies went up my dress. All went up my dress. Oh, my God. And I have this thing where I don't mind animals. I don't mind rodents. I don't mind, you know, that's fine. There's, I mean, not that I don't mind. It just, if, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
One or two, I'm okay. Thousand bugs? Hell to the no. I don't want creepy crawlers up all on me and anywhere.
Yeah.
I'm still having a freak out. I'm like touching myself everywhere. Like, what if they're in my boob? What if they're here? I feel like I'm itchy all over. Like they just got somewhere that I don't know about it.
Yeah, but remember, it's all psychological. There's probably no bugs on you.
Maybe not. Just but there were so many. And I was like, so I ran and lifted my skirt over my head and was running around like an idiot on the front lawn. I literally had the skirt over my head. I did not care at that point.
Whoa, did anybody see
it? I don't know. I have no idea. I'm not sure. Yeah, so if there's any spies watching, they just got a load of that.
Yeah, they got quite an eyeful this morning.
They did. I mean, it was so disgusting. I'm like, oh my God, they're all over me. Yeah, I was freaking out.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
You've got some adventures where you live there, man.
Oh my God.
What is it?
I don't know. It is so gross. So then I'm calling the management. Well, first of all, I'm looking at my phone for the landlord. I can't find his number somewhere. It's just my phone has a mind of its own. So
the number's not. Disappeared?
The number disappeared. I don't have the landlord's number. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? No, this isn't happening right now.
What a way to start the morning.
I know. And none of the roommates are answering because they all like. Well, some get up early, and the one guy was up till really late, and I don't even know. So no one answers in the morning. And I'm like, So then I call one of the neighbors, and she's like, well, I'm at work, and I don't have that number. So I start Googling, you know, and I'm like, this is retarded. So I finally find it.
Oh, really?
And I call the number. This is the most frustrating thing in the world. You know, most management companies have an emergency line number.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
No, we don't.
No.
It's like the ghetto one. I don't know. And so there's like five lines. I literally, they're like, for this extension, press this. I pressed all of them. Yeah. I hung up. I called five different times.
Right.
You know, and all every single mailbox was full. Every single one. Then I called like the general line. Nope, full too. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And there's no emergency line, and we don't have the handyman's number.
Wow.
So that's my
life. Perfect storm to ruin your morning.
Seriously, and I'm like, fucking kidding me right now. So I'm driving, trying to like figure this out, and then you know, then we get here, and then like the traffic's like all. So then I go the back road, you know,
yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm gonna go straight this time. I'm not gonna get caught on this like U-turn crap in front of here. So, because there's construction in front of our building here. So, for those who haven't listened. So, I turn off on this, like, little side road or whatever and come the back way. And there's, like, you know, six other people with the same idea.
Right.
Except they don't know how to drive. And they're sitting there. And, like, we're turning right at a stop sign. And they're sitting there. And there's no one coming. So, I lay on the horn. I'm like, come on. And then they get pissed. And I'm like, this isn't happening right now. Yeah. Like, and then...
Got to start your days at noon, you know?
I do.
Maybe it'll be easier.
I seriously do. And then, I woke up this morning, like, I've had migraines the past couple of nights. It's been really bad.
Really?
Yeah, really bad. So
do you suffer those every once in a while?
Every once in a while. And really? So, it's been bad recently, and I've gone to bed very early, and I woke up this morning actually feeling like shit.
Mm.
And I'm like, no, I'm going to get up, I'm going to feel better. And you know that stuff called Ocean? That spray? Mm. It's like nasal spray.
Oh, yes.
But it's like all natural. Like it's, you know, it's like ocean in your nose, whatever. So I used that and I felt better.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that help a headache, though?
Well, because it's like you're stuffed up like sinuses. I was like, maybe that'll help. I don't know.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm trying to, I guess clearly I'm fighting allergies. Is what's happening.
Yeah.
So.
Are you recovering from the injury? I mean, are you back at
boot camp? No, I'm not back at boot camp yet. No. Mm. I want to. I want to go so bad that I'm like, I don't want to redo it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm thinking of going to yoga today.
Mm.
We're going to see.
Yeah.
But then that would be like the worst thing. It's like, then I injure myself again. That's the only thing. I'm going to try and see, because at least with yoga, like you can do the pose or you don't have to do the pose.
Right.
You know? So
yeah.
I'm thinking I might try
it.
It's
not as rigorous as the boot camp.
Yeah. No, I can't do that yet.
Yeah.
I want to, but I can't. I know, I'm feeling gross and fat and ugh.
You're feeling fat?
I know. You know, girls get in these moods.
I know, I guess they do, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, it's like today's a fat day, tomorrow's not. I don't know.
Like a bad hair day,
mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Fat days do come like bad hair days.
That's interesting, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, I just wanted to bring this up because they're talking about eating disorder, eating disorders... by older women, you know, how usually
really?
It is like teen girls or like in their 20s or something, you know,
mm-hmm.
And they're saying that, you know, I mean, there's like women in their 50s that have eating disorders like bulimia and stuff. And so I guess it can happen at any age, you know,
yeah.
where you feel, you know, you might feel fat, you don't feel thin enough or whatever, you know.
It's society, though, too. I mean, I do have to say that they've been better. More recently with magazines and such, like there's now like, you know, the what do you call the plus size models and
right.
you know, and they're having more of natural stuff like on magazines, and so I think they've been better with that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't look at 17 magazine or like the young girl, you know, type magazines
right.
anymore, like
yeah.
So I have no idea what those are like, but I think as far as like, you know, like OK magazine is like, this is what they're like with makeup, this is what they're like without
yeah.
you know, and it's like, oh, that's really disgusting. So you know, I think they're kind of relating more. And then you look at like, you know, Vogue and things like that. They're kind of opening up a little more. They've been more, especially Rolling Stone, you know, with whoever was on there naked, someone else was on there like pregnant, you know, it's like,
right.
it's kind of cool. Like they're showing just being.
Right. No, that's true. You know, but then I don't know why it is that they either focused on like very skinny girls or then plus size models,
yeah,
you know.
There's no in
what
between.
About in between? You know, I mean, most,
right.
I think many women fall in between somewhere, you know. like, I don't have a perfect body, but I have a few extra pounds or something. And,
right.
And they view themselves as fat, you know, but that's right. not the case. You know, if you have a few pounds extra over here on your ass, whatever, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, it is interesting in that way that there is no in-between. And yeah. that does suck in that sense. Yeah. And I think the majority of the U.S. is in between. I mean, well, not
probably,
majority.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say majority.
I know
but
they
I'd say
a lot of people are obese, you know?
Yeah, a lot are obese. I'd say, you know, what I'm going to say is, well, L.A., everyone's freaking skinny.
I know, it's amazing.
But, I mean, yeah. I think people that are working out, they're like, they don't feel like they're really skinny. They don't feel like they're not plus size. So it's
right.
like this in between of, you know, they should show more of that.
Yeah.
I think that would be a smart idea.
Yeah, because then, you know, you're not really categorizing them. You know, like, I mean, like anything, you know, between size 3 and 10 or something, they don't really mention that much,
right.
you know?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where I think most women fall, you know, doing these, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing these extremes. So, I don't know, but it's a pretty tough thing when you have an eating disorder, you know, because you're,
yeah.
they call it, what they call it, like when you were, God, I forgot. Like,
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah. No, you, like your view about your body and stuff.
Oh,
you, know,
you always like, think you're too like big or whatever.
Yeah, it's like you're
yeah.
seeing something totally different, you know.
Yeah.
And don't they call it like the body dysmorphic or something?
Something like yeah. something weird like that. I can't yeah. remember what it's called. You know, it's interesting because like growing up, you know, I didn't battle with anything like too bad, but I went through a stage where I was like. I think it comes from my mom, actually. Mm. Always having to, like, be in shape and be tiny and be perfect
really?
And whatever. Yeah.
Has she been like that?
Well, and when I was younger, she would say stuff like, you're getting fat. You know, don't eat that. Don't eat this. And it was always like, really? Like, what? Why are you, you know? And I was always very athletic. So, and I don't know. So I went on this crazy orange juice diet, no joke. Mm. And I did that for, like, a month. And I went on these crazy binges, binge dieting. It was,
really?
Like, insane. Yeah.
Wow.
And then my sister, growing up, I think because we were in dance, too. Like, and dance is like, you know, like...
Right.
I mean, you saw...
It keeps you fit and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, but you also saw that movie with Keira Knightley. Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
The Black Swan.
Black
yeah,
Swan.
What they kind of go through and being mm-hmm. so tiny and not eating and like all that. So my sister, you know, she was on Team USA. And she went through a lot of like having to just...
Really,
you know, battle
like high
with weight
pressure and stuff.
Yeah, because you have to be a certain, you know, certain tiny in order to flip people around. And
right.
so it was like this whole crazy thing. So I've seen that and I've seen the girls, what they go through there. And I'm like, wow, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And then I've had some friends that have had some disorders.
Yeah.
So watching them, I mean, I never made myself like puke or anything like that.
Right.
Like I would just be like, I'm going to go binge diet. How about this? Orange juice for an entire month. Don't
right.
eat any food.
Yeah.
So it was like a cleanse in a weird way that I mean, that's crazy. But
right.
I did it. And so like, I think a lot of girls go through these stages,
right?
You know, and that's not saying like,
yeah. And I think all those extreme diets and stuff, it's like really bad for
it
you,
is.
You know, because your body needs to have a certain routine, I think, as far as exercise and eating
right.
and so forth, you know, sleep and,
mm-hmm.
You know, so, it's a sad thing, you know? And I mean, you know, when I would meet an anorexic woman or something, I mean, it's like so hard to look at.
Right.
You know, and they don't realize that. They see a fat person when they stand in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, this is news because I didn't know that, you know, older women have that as well.
Yeah.
You know, usually associated with teenage girls.
Right. It's because they're trying to fit in. But I think older women do too because it's like, you know, they're trying to look fit for their husbands,
mm-hmm.
or if they're single, they're trying to go out. They're
right.
trying to, you know, they have their midlife later.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it is if they're single, I mean, you're having a freak out. You want to, you know, you go through this stage.
Right.
Or if, I mean, what if you and your husband have a rocky relationship, you're trying to spice it up, whatever. Then
right,
you're kind of
yeah.
going through, like, am I good enough? Because you see him looking at other women.
Yeah.
That are, you know.
But that's the thing. I mean, many women really gain weight after they get married.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, that really irritates me because I see that happening a lot, you know, and the thing is that why stop taking care of yourself once you're married, you know?
Right.
And I think, you know, some women feel, hey, I don't need to attract anybody anymore. So, you know, so that would be fine,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
And, I don't know, you know, I think women should always, you know, look after themselves, you know, watch what they eat, watch what they look like.
But why is it just women? Why can't it be men, too? I mean, I think it should work both ways.
You think men do that, too?
Yeah.
They gain weight after marriage?
I mean, I know some men that I have friends that they just don't give a shit. So it's like, yeah, they don't care. And, like, they get fat, sit back and drink beer all the time. And it's like, what do you think
you're
doing?
But you tell me they weren't like that before?
Maybe they would, but they would work out. So it was different. The metabolism changes eventually when you're older, too. So the men that used to drink beer and be fit because they're playing sports are now in an office going to work all day and drinking beer still and getting a freaking beer gut.
Yeah.
Who the hell wants to look at that shit?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Nobody. So same thing. It's not just the women. It's the men, too.
Right.
You know, so it works both ways.
Right. But I don't know if the women mind as much about the man's looks. Do you?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But I mean, why would you say that?
Because
Because
women always say, oh, the looks don't matter. You know, I'm after the personality and if they can support you and all that stuff, you know. So I don't see that as being a big deal, but. Maybe it is. What do I know?
It's a big deal.
I know. I'm one of them who hasn't gained weight when I got married. So
So
maybe I don't see it. I don't know.
But you also go to the gym and you guys go on little...
No, I don't. I don't go anymore.
Oh, my God. Why?
After 3-4 times, Brigitte, it was hard for me to get myself in there.
Oh, my God.
So I canceled. Yeah.
Wow.
No, I don't work out, man. I don't. But I just watch what I eat, you know?
I mean,
I try not to eat too much. And it's not really that I watch what I eat. I mean, I eat fattening things, but I don't eat a lot, you know? And I try to, you know, I don't eat much between meals and stuff. So you don't necessarily have to work out, you know? But but at least watch what you eat, you know?
Yeah.
But... yeah,
well, I mean, yeah, so, okay, you're the lucky one, but, I mean, there's plenty of people out there that are not so lucky.
Right.
You know, and like I said, metabolism shut down, and everyone, excuse me, watches what they eat, for sure.
Yeah. I know. Do you eat out a lot, or do you eat at home?
I eat out all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're able to find healthy foods and stuff?
It's hard because, you know, I am picky because I'm, you know, vegetarian, and I'm also gluten-free.
Right.
So, yeah, it gets difficult. I mean, when in doubt, eat a salad.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah.
Wow.
So that does suck in a way.
Because I know when you eat out, usually it's not as healthy as when you eat at home, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In general.
Yeah.
But who's got the patience to start making stuff at home, you know? It's like, that's what I don't get about cooking, you know, especially like for a big party or something, you know? It's like you spend a day or two cooking, people finish the food in 10 minutes, and then it takes another day to clean up everything, you know?
It does take forever, and it is very annoying.
Yeah, but people like it, you know? I mean, it's cool. It's nice that some people, especially women, like to cook.
Right.
For people and stuff and have parties. And...
Now, yeah, if I'm having a party, then I absolutely like to cook, for sure.
Yeah.
But if it's just, you know, me, no, I don't, no. It's
not
happening. No, I'll go out.
I know, yeah, it doesn't make sense, you know. So what are some of the places you go to eat at?
Well, it depends. I mean, I'm just so picky. I like sushi. So anywhere that's a sushi place, I'll definitely be there. Just because I feel like that's healthy and I can, you know, being gluten free, you can have rice.
Right.
So rice and sushi is,
that's
perfect.
That's true, yeah.
So I eat a lot of that more than anything. I think seafood is kind of my biggest thing. So.
Yeah. But you don't go to a full sit down restaurant every time, right? I mean, three times
sometimes
a day.
Sometimes not. Like yesterday, what did I eat? I went to Veggie Grill.
Uh-huh.
You know, Veggie Grill's great. Now, given everything's vegetarian on there, but I'm also allergic to soy. When you go to a veggie place, everything's soy, and I can't have soy.
Oh, okay.
So I can't eat their fake meats and stuff. Like, I can't eat that.
Yeah.
So I just usually get, like, nachos, like, beans, mushrooms, a bunch of vegetables, like, on it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and then, you know, they have, like, vegetarian chili I'm cool with. Like, that's actually okay. It's not soy-based. I forget what it is. But anyway, Veggie Grill's actually a great place to go, like, for me. But they don't have a lot of gluten-free options. There's only, like, 2 or 3.
Yeah.
But you know what? Every restaurant now has gluten-free options. Like, I went to Yeah. I mean, wow. I went to an Italian restaurant.
It's probably only in L.A., though. Right?
No.
A trend or something.
No, it's everywhere. I went to an Italian restaurant, I don't know when, recently, and they had gluten-free pasta there. So, like, there you go. And then you just get make sure it's a gluten-free sauce, and you're good to go. Like, every place has it. You know, even in Florida, when I'm in Florida, you know, visiting family there, a lot of things are gluten-free options. But everything's their seafood anyway, so you're fine with it.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of gluten-free options everywhere you go. I mean, even, yeah, and I've been traveling. I travel a lot.
Right.
There's always something. Because it's celiacs, like, more and more people are getting it. And what's going on, I'll tell you why. Mm. It's becoming, like, gluten-free, like... Some people, it's a trend where they're trying to do it because they know it's healthier, and others really have a reaction, like me. I have horrible reactions too.
Right.
And it's because I ate so many carbs and breads, and because being Italian, for years and years and years and years and years, and not really, and processed stuff too. You know, not really caring, you know, where it came from, whatever, until later. And now it's like my body can't take it anymore. It's just like, because I've been healthy.
Right.
And then if I go and I eat that, then my body swells up and I get sick.
Right.
And it's like, I just can't do it anymore because it's used to being healthy now. And it's because of all the high fructose syrup, the hydrogenated corn oil, whatever that word is. The corn, you know what I mean? It's a lot of like horrible ingredients that the USDA allows.
Right.
Because it does fill you up, and it does, you know, produce tons and tons, and you know, whatever. And so they're all in our foods, everything,
right.
Unless you go completely all natural and make sure that's not in your stuff, you know. Then so that's what I did, and I got rid of all that out of my system, cleansed myself out, so I can't eat that shit anymore, or I become so sick.
Really?
But I think more and more people, same things happening. As if you start, oh, I'm going to be like, eat veggies and eat healthy now and work out and blah, blah, blah. And then you go back to eating your, you know, breads and stuff. You start to get sick, and people start to realize it. So more and more it's happening. I mean, there's going to be a time, which is now, where if you eat high fructose corn syrup for years and years and years and years, something's going to happen with your body. And everyone's realizing that now.
Ooh.
So that's kind of like the whole, you know, thing that's going on. Craze, whatever you want to call it, with that.
Now, but I mean, you must have been allergic to it for a long time, right? I mean, before it became like known.
Yeah.
Because I never heard of gluten until about a year or two ago.
I will say this: certain things that I would eat, I would feel like full, but like overly full, and sometimes when I was younger, I would have horrible, horrible stomach aches, and I'm like, I don't know what just happened, and I feel like I'm so hungry. I just want to keep eating and eating and eating and eating, and I'm not hungry. I just ate. What's going on? Or I know I'll get really sick, and then it was like, so I had spells when I was younger, but I never knew what it was, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I guess like, you know, you get like, you feel like super, super full, and you'll bloat up a little bit, but it's like, oh, I'll just ate. So you just brush it aside, you know? And you don't think about it until later. And like I said, it's also when you cleanse your body, and like it's, and I am, you know, really healthy normally. When you cleanse your body and you're eating just fruits and vegetables and nice meats and whatever, you're just eating good stuff.
Right.
As soon as let's say you do that for like a month and you quit McDonald's. Okay. I don't know if you've ever done this before.
Right.
I've done this before and I'm like, what the hell?
Well, I've quit McDonald's
you
for
quit.
Good. Yeah.
If you go back to McDonald's after a month or a couple months of not eating it, you will get sick.
Really?
Because of the grease, your body can't handle it.
Wow.
It like rejects it because it's so used to having all these new nutrients that you're feeding it with. And not used to that grease and crap stuff.
Mm.
So if you go back to like a fast food place, not just McDonald's, but any fast food place, you will get sick. You won't feel right.
Wow.
Because of it. So, I mean, I don't know if anyone out there is listening and they've been through that. That's why. So kind of the same thing.
Yeah. So try to stay away from fast food as much as possible, you say.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. And it is the best cure for a hangover. That is for sure.
The quickest way when you're hungry too, you know.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like we in America just have that. We have the luxury of just pulling in and grabbing, you know, to go, like drive around, drive through. You know, it would be great if we had drive-through healthy restaurants.
Yeah.
But they don't have that.
No, they don't.
No.
Maybe there's no market for it.
Well, you know, the thing is I guess it's because you have to be quick.
Right.
And you can't just, you know, I guess you could do stir fry.
Yeah.
Stir fry drive-through right here. Someone should invent that. Because I would go all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
No, but they can have the food prepared in advance, you know, like when you go to Panda Express or something, you know, where the food
is. Yeah, but that is not freaking healthy.
Panda Express. Not. But I'm saying a healthy food, a healthy place could do it like this. So it's still fast. You know what I'm saying? They serve it to you right away. They don't have to wait for you to order in order to cook it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I hear you.
But Panda Express is so good. I know it's not healthy.
I don't go to fast food.
But it feels healthy. No, I do. I do. I eat a lot of fast food, you know, sandwiches and things like that,
mm-hmm.
you know, for lunch. Because usually I'm so hungry by the time I'm eating that I'll take anything, you know, just make it fast.
See, and that's the thing. It's like we know we can just go wherever, so it's like whatever. I mean, and I guess Chipotle is a little bit better if you can do anything like Subway, Chipotle.
I can't eat Subway, man. It's like it has no flavor at all for
so
me.
Healthy.
Yeah. There's other places where you can get a submarine sandwich, but it doesn't have to be. I mean, I don't know. Subway has no flavor at all.
I wouldn't
Tastes
know.
Tastes like plastic to me.
I don't eat sandwiches.
No?
No. So I don't go to those type places.
Yeah.
But you know what I do is I if I want to go somewhere, I will call ahead of time.
Mm.
And you know, see if I will order ahead of time. That's what I like doing. I like
see,
waiting.
So you don't have to wait.
Yeah. So if you're in a hurry, then I'll just do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possible. Yeah. It's possible to do. Yeah.
So, anyways.
Yeah, anyway, enough about food here. So, you know, we were talking about how terrible the beaches are out here in LA and stuff. But so they made a list here of some of the top-rated beaches.
Oh, let me guess, we're on it.
Yeah.
Shit.
Well, we're not on it. Not LA County is not. But apparently the OC, Orange County, is listed a few times, like the top five beaches.
Now, there are some great beaches there.
Yeah,
I will admit, yes.
Newport Beach and Huntington Beach.
Yeah, I like Huntington.
Yeah,
see, that's where I'll go.
Huntington is beautiful, yeah.
I'll go down there. I will go to, you know, Huntington or Manhattan.
Right.
Or I will go way north.
Yeah. You see, that's
San
what,
Diego.
You know, when you picture California and the beach and stuff, that's what you picture.
Yeah.
You don't picture the beaches we have here, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Yeah, well, when Baywatch was filmed, it wasn't filmed on Santa Monica.
No,
sure.
huh?
No.
Do you know where they filmed it, though?
Way out in Malibu, I believe.
Oh, really?
And I'm not sure, yeah, where else.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, Malibu is nice, but it's private. You can't, you know, many of the beaches there you can't even get to.
Way past, like by Zuma, like
right.
Zuma-ish, about way out there. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I know. So, yeah. And
yeah. Where are the other? Where are the top ones? The beaches. I know the ones in. I know North Carolina's like got to be top on the list because their beaches are beautiful.
Right.
I would think definitely the Gulf of Florida.
Yeah. They have. Let's see. Maryland. Ocean City.
Ocean City. That's where I grew up.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. I grew up there. I'm spoiled.
Right.
You know, that's freaking amazing.
So those
amazing.
Were nice beaches, huh?
Yes. We have ton of sand. It's clean. The water is warm. The waves are amazing. Now, given you have to watch out for crabs, because they will bite your toes.
Really?
Yes. There's lots of seashells everywhere. And lots of, you know, the little hermit crabs.
Right.
And they will bite your toes, too. So you're just, you know, you're good. But, yeah, I mean, those are great beaches. And there's plenty to do there. I mean, people don't understand. You
right.
should come. You should come party in Maryland.
Yeah.
You want to see a party, that's where you go. There are so many bars on the boardwalk. We have the famous boardwalk that goes all the way to New Jersey, Ocean City, New Jersey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, it stops for like a minute and then it picks up again. But a really good boardwalk with tons of restaurants and tons of bars. And each bar is so unique.
Mm.
I mean, there's like... There's Secrets, which is very well known, and it's got beaches inside of it. It looks like you're in Jamaica.
Really?
And there's, yes, they have reggae bands playing, and you lay out on rafts, and you get served while
really?
You're laying on the rafts.
Wow.
Yes, yeah, so it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Oh, my God, it's the best time ever. But, yeah, so Ocean City, Maryland, okay, I see that.
Yeah.
I see, like, Rehoboth and Dewey, possibly, but it's along the same beaches.
Yeah.
They just changed the name, so I don't know if that would be on there. But I would think Wrightsville Beach would be on there, and maybe Hatteras.
You mentioned New Jersey. They have Beechwood Beach.
Yeah, Beechwood, okay.
West,
I guess.
I don't know.
What about North Carolina? I would think, like, Hatteras.
No,
or...
I don't see any North Carolina
what?
At all. No, actually, I'm sorry. That New Jersey one is one of the worst ones. I'm sorry. I looked in the wrong one.
Oh.
But, yeah, even at the worst ones, they have some of ours here. Like, yeah.
Like which ones?
Like Avalon. Apparently in Catalina, they're saying there's a lot of bacteria there.
Oh, it's disgusting over there.
Really?
Mm.
Wow.
Apparently, Barefoot Beach in Florida is one of the top was one of the top beaches for a long time.
They don't even mention one Florida...
What side are you on? Read them out, number 1 through 10.
Well, they're not really listing them by numbers. They just tell you, yeah, like, it's not really a list. I guess they just look to see where there's bacteria and shit like that, where
disgusting.
There's health problems.
So what are the top ones that are good?
Well, like I said, Newport Beach, Newport Beach, Newport Beach. Bolsa Chica Beach in Orange County. So they're all in Orange County. Huntington State Beach. Mm. And, yeah, and then everything else is out of state.
Well, even in
Minnesota and, you know, Wisconsin are on the list here. I guess they have lakes, right? They don't have an ocean there. But I guess they're counting lakes, too.
Okay.
Interesting. So, yeah, then they have a couple of in Alabama, one in Delaware.
Which one in Delaware?
Dewey Beach.
Oh, yeah, Dewey. That's what I'm saying. Rehoboth and Dewey. That's what I was saying. Yeah. It's attached to Maryland.
Oh, okay.
So it goes from Maryland, and then it switches to Dewey, and then Rehoboth. Maybe it's Rehoboth and Dewey. I don't know. I'm getting confused. And then it goes to Jersey.
Mm.
So,
wow.
But they're all along the same coastline.
I know. It's amazing how close everything is there, you know, to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here we're so accustomed to distances and stuff, but there everything is like right next door to everything.
Yeah. Well, the states are way smaller, so it's, you know, it's totally different.
That's true.
But, okay, so I went and I just typed in nationalgeographic.com travel top 10 beaches in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, and this is amazing. And it says, I forget how you say it, but I know it's like, it's a French name. It's like Seychelles is how you say it, but it's French, so
okay.
Seychelles,
maybe?
Seychelles, I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, that's number one. Number two is the Maldives.
Mm.
Three is Bora Bora.
Yeah.
Four is the Hamptons.
Really?
In New York, yeah.
Wow.
Five is Lanai Kai in Hawaii.
Right.
That is beautiful there.
Yeah.
I've been there. Six is Nantucket Island. Seven is Fraser Island in Australia. I've been near there, actually, and that is really beautiful. Eight is St. Barts.
Mm.
Nine is...
Yeah, it's mostly the tropical places, you know, which is obviously where the best beaches are.
I'm surprised a lot of them are here in Massachusetts or New York, too.
Yeah.
Nine is Langkawi, Malaysia.
Mm.
10 is Kauna'oa Bay in Hawaii. And that's... which island is that?
It's probably the Big Island, no?
The Kohala Coast of Aloha's Big State Island. Yeah, the Big Island. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are the top 10.
Wow. Those are some nice beaches, man.
Yeah.
I'd love to go.
Like the Maldives.
I love the ocean.
Oh, my God. It looks amazing. The only thing is, like, looking at it, it's, okay, it's, you know, you've got your dock that goes out and you can stay, like, right on the water. But to wade out in the water, I mean, you're talking, I'm looking right now, and it's, like, 2 feet of water, a couple inches, for a long time.
Right.
And then, but on it, you've got so much coral. Right there, that you can't just walk out in that.
Really?
You can't. No, I'm looking at the picture. It's beautiful, but I mean, would you want to walk out in that? Because I wouldn't. I mean, I'm gonna step on something and I'm gonna get rayed.
Yeah, it looks like rocks and stuff, even though the water is so blue.
Right, because you can see through it, which is great. And that's the thing. I like being able to see through the water and what's there. I like seeing the fish. That's why I like the Hawaiian waters and everything.
Right, in Hawaii, it's cool.
But I did flip out. I was in Puerto Rico. And we stopped and we were like snorkeling everywhere and then we docked. Puerto Rico is actually where they filmed Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm.
So we went to where all the islands were where they filmed it and then we got out and docked at one of the islands. And then oh god, it was disgusting. So in order to get out to the certain point that was good, you had to swim past all of this seaweed and you know. Everyone swam out like this one way and some people were just lingering by the boat and I was tanning for a while because we were there for a while having lunch, whatever. And then I said, I'm going to swim out. And I swam out and then I actually looked down and I realized like something's tickling my stomach and it's all the seaweed and it's dark and you can't see anything. It's dark.
Wow.
And I'm swimming through that. So I freaked out because it's like that's touching me and I don't know what's in there and it's all completely like dark, you know, in order to get past to go to coral. And it's probably like a mile of that to get out past it. So my friends are just like swimming, like they're out there. And
that's disgusting.
I am like, I had a freak out. I had a freak out because I don't like the unknown. I don't like, I have to know everything. I have to know everything. And I freaked out and I was like, so I was like, I don't know what to do. Should I like continue to get out here or do I go, I'm going back. I'm going to go back.
Right.
So I freaked out and went back and then I went back and I'm like freaking out. Like, oh my God, I just went through that. Hyperventilating. All right, calm down. This is really not a big deal. But it was disgusting opening your eyes, looking everywhere around. It's all dark. And you're like, oh my God, I gotta get me out of this.
I know.
Yeah.
And I don't like that stuff touching you either.
No, I don't want it touching me. Don't touch me. Don't let it touch me.
Yeah.
No. That's why I like, you know, Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii is nice.
Man. Yeah, because there's so many rocks.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Like, surfing out there, there's so many rocks.
Really?
Hawaii? Yeah. It depends where you go to, but
yeah,
there's a lot of rocks.
Yeah, it depends what beaches you go to, you know?
There's a lot of rocks, I think, everywhere.
Really?
But yeah, I mean, I guess, like, on North Shore, it's great. Mm. I like it up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you surf when you go to Hawaii?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. Mm-hmm. It's fun stuff.
Is there anything you don't do?
No, I mean, I've surfed forever. I learned in Maryland. Cool. And then I surfed in Carolina because the beaches there are amazing in North Carolina. I still say that's one of the top beaches.
Yeah.
And Wrightsville Beach area, beautiful. And
have you been to Myrtle Beach at all?
Yeah, I've been there and it's a fun party area, but the water's
disgusting. Is it? Really? Because we have the option of traveling there. You know, we've got some hotel invitations.
Oh,
I told you. Like,
you know
the
what?
Because I don't know that I want to go to Orlando, you know? I mean, if you're not a family and you're not going to Disneyland, what's there to see, right? Or is there?
I mean,
not really a beach city or anything.
No.
So it's Midland. And
you know what? Myrtle Beach is fun to go to. You know, it's a lot of strip clubs.
Oh, really?
A lot of strip clubs, yes. people go there for that. They have really good seafood.
Uh-huh.
They're known for the clubs. Because they were 45 minutes away from where I lived in Carolina, mm-hmm. Wrightsville Beach. That's amazing. So if I were you, I would go to Myrtle Beach, mm-hmm. spend a week there or whatever, and then drive up to Wrightsville. It's only 45 minutes away. And you'll see how incredibly amazing and beautiful. And I'll give you some places to go.
Yeah.
Because I used to work at a lot of those places.
Yeah.
And I still know everybody. So you would have, I mean, I'm talking white sand beaches.
Wow.
You know, and the water you can see through. It's so clear and it's mm-hmm. clean and it's warm water and nice waves where you can, like, have fun out, you know.
Yeah.
And, that it's really great there. Myrtle Beach, you know, it's similar water. It's just that there's so many people that go there. It's a huge vacation spot.
Yeah. But it's not a big town, right? Or is it?
I mean, it's decent size. Mm. I mean, it's not like it's ginormous. There's not, you know, you can get a couple shows and stuff. Mostly it's a lot of strip clubs. Because what it is, it's a town where...
Is it like a tourist town or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very touristy.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, whatever. You would have fun.
Yeah.
There's really good food there, for sure. But, you know, it's a little more Jersey-ish, I guess.
Okay.
But if you were to go there, then you could travel to the beaches around it, which are amazing.
Right,
so I would say yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
you know?
Maybe I'll take that over Orlando.
Yeah, because I think Orlando, again, it's on a beach. You're right. And if you don't care about Disney, because there's some cool things to do. There's Epcot Center, which
is
amazing.
I know. All these things are cool, but I think it's more for families. I don't know that I necessarily want to go there and spend like 3-4 days just going to theme parks.
Okay.
You know, so.
Yeah, then
don't
do it.
That's why mostly people go there,
Right.
Although I wouldn't mind saying that I've been to Disney World once, you know.
I will say Disney World is way different than here. The one here is shit.
Yeah.
Disney World is 3 times the size of that.
Yeah.
And Epcot Center, there's no place like it. You would actually really enjoy that.
Yeah.
It's a representation of, I think there's like 10 different countries.
Mm.
And you go in each country and let's say, you know, you're in like, you know, you're in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally, they have all the food you can get in Japan, all the beers you get in Japan, and then a store of things that you would buy if you were in, it looks like Japan. They have all the buildings look like Japanese.
Uh-huh.
And they have a ride for each one.
Right.
And then you go into America, which is all, you know... hamburgers and shit. Very old school. And there's France. They have a little Eiffel Tower and you go inside. Right. Everyone's speaking French. There's, you know, French food everywhere. Same thing. You get outfits and jewelry and whatever France is known for, they have. Germany you go to, they've got the best German beers,
mm-hmm.
Some good wines. And because Germany's known for their dolls, if you know that, but they're known for their dolls.
I didn't know that.
They've got the most amazing dolls there. You know. And then they have a really cool ride. Then there's Norway. Again, Norway's known for their dolls also. Really cool ride because they're known for pirates.
Mm.
Norway, a lot of pirates came, so they have like a really cool, like, it's a boat ride and then one drop. But it's chill. It rides through a restaurant. I love Norway. Norway was my favorite.
Really?
Always. Yeah.
So it sounds pretty cool. I mean, it's
more for adults.
Yeah.
More so, absolutely.
Right.
I think Epcot's absolutely just great to go to because it's like you get to see a representation of different countries around the world.
That's true.
It's and what my brother and my sister and I do there, this is because we used to live 5 minutes from there. We had a house right there. So, which we sold and went further down to Florida. That's where I know Orlando really well.
Right.
So we would cab it there and cab it back because if you were to have a drink and try the different drinks at every, different country,
right.
it becomes fun because there's some things that you won't normally ever get that you're like, this is really cool that they have this or that they specialize in
That's true,
this or that or whatever. And, we would try them and like, And there's Mexico that has a really fun market. Like they have a fake market. So you go through and they have all this. It's really cool. And you feel like you're actually in Mexico. And you're like, what? Whoa. And they have like tequila samplings.
Yeah,
and
maybe that's the closest we should get there because.
Yeah.
I mean, did you hear that in Mexico City yesterday, people were shooting in the airport?
Are you serious?
In the fucking airport, man. They killed three cops.
What?
Three cops, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's those gangs, man. Those fucking drug cartels and shit. Mm. And, you know, people tell you, yeah, certain parts of Mexico is not like that, but
You gotta go through the airport.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what the hell is this?
Well, that's really scary.
So, anyway, but, yeah. So, well, Epcot sounds pretty cool. Maybe I'll go after all. I don't know. Yeah, and then Universal Studios is pretty nice there too, right? They
it
say
is.
It's nicer than what we
Yeah, it's way
here.
Nicer. I mean, there's way more stuff there. It's just bigger.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, here is the original stuff. You can't build out. We've got too much shit around us here.
Yeah.
There they can build as much as they want, and they're constantly doing stuff. So.
Yeah. But I was just reading how the theme parks here are investing a lot of money in new rides, and, you know, they just sort of like reopened California Adventure across from Disney. And supposedly that's pretty cool, you know. So have you ever been to California Adventure at all?
I did go there once, and it was like when they first opened.
Yeah, they said it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, right? It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm used to, you know, because I grew up near Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
And have you been to those?
No. I remember people tell me that they used to exist. Yeah.
They're still there, aren't they?
Really?
Pretty sure they're still there.
What, Budweiser?
Yeah.
No, it's not there.
They're gone?
It's been gone for a long time.
Damn.
Yeah.
They're in Virginia and Pennsylvania. So I used to go to, I went to Busch Gardens all the time. That was really fun. Williamsburg is where it is. Mm-hmm. Williamsburg, Virginia. I went to King's Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's still around. Hershey Park. Mm. No?
I don't know.
Hershey Park is owned by Hershey's. It's in Pennsylvania. So when you go in, there's the Hershey Chocolate Factory. You get to walk through
and
see how they make the chocolate. And you're in the factory, literally. And they give you pieces of it. And then you go on through the park, which is a huge roller coaster park. And just Hershey's everywhere.
Oh, wow.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Because, I lived in Maryland, I was near all this.
Right.
So, like, that was, like, 40 minutes away. We went there. We would go on buses or school tours to go there. And then we went to King's Dominion all the time. And that was, I think... That's Pennsylvania, too. I'm going to say that's near Philly, I feel like. And then Busch Gardens is Williamsburg, Virginia. So that's right there.
Mm.
And then there's this place called, this was amazing, Wet n Wild, which I think it's still there, but it's ghetto now. It's in D.C.
Yeah.
It used to be amazing, where they made fake waves.
Yeah, yeah, like a water park.
Yeah, and it was so, this is way back in the day, before they had the dinner. So this was like, we would just go because it was so amazing.
I know, it was.
Yeah,
no,
but
they've had
ghetto.
It here for years, too. I remember like 20, 30 years ago they've had...
Do you guys have the Tarzan ones?
I don't know. It was, what was it called? Raging Waters or something.
Okay.
You know, it's out in San Dimas or something. But now they have Magic Mountains.
I would go to that.
Yeah, Hurricane Harbor and stuff like that. That's
I
fun, huh?
Love water rides. It's amazing. And like living in Maryland, we had a ton of water parks. It's so hot on the East Coast. It's just so hot.
Really?
So like in Ocean City, Maryland, they've got the huge water park at Jolly Rogers, which we all went to. I still go to. I don't care. They've got this place in Baltimore that my dad grew up. I'm near there. We still go occasionally. And Milford Mill, it's called. It's a really cool water park as well. But they have a huge quarry. So it's dirty like a lake, like a huge, but it's really deep. And you have Tarzan ropes where you swing across to the other side, but you can just fall in the water.
Yeah, in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can just swing out and jump in, or you can try and make the other side.
Yeah.
And like it goes from pool, and then there's a quarry in the middle to another pool. Mm. So if you miss the quarry, you want to try and skip the quarry because it's disgusting.
Right.
It's all black lake water. And then jump in the pool if you can, but you don't always do it. And then there's like really crazy water slides and, you know.
Nice.
Super fun.
Nice.
Yeah,
you see, I mean, we're still kids at heart, I guess. We still like that stuff.
I love that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's my favoriteest.
Yeah. Let's see, a couple of other things here I wanted to cover. Did you hear that the Obamas are offering a dinner with them?
What?
It's like a sweepstakes, and whoever wins gets to have dinner with Barack Obama.
And how much does it cost to do it?
Well, that's the thing.
Clearly, it's for the election.
No, it doesn't cost anything.
Really?
They're saying that if you donate, it's not going to increase your chances of winning.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying no purchase payment or financial contribution of any kind is necessary to enter.
Huh.
So, if you guys just go to BarackObama.com. I just couldn't believe this because I saw the advertising on CNN.com, and I'm going, what the hell is this now? We're, you know, we've commercialized the president's office now. I mean, what is this?
That is pretty, like, hilarious.
Yeah, you know, I mean, well, you know, I don't know. Have you heard of presidents doing that before?
No.
I've never heard of that.
No. No, but he's, you know, he's more hip.
More hip.
He's more hip.
I don't know. Are you going to vote for him this year?
I don't know. I have a friend. I know someone that literally is like, he makes a good point. Somebody says, who would you rather have dinner with or go to a bar with? And, you know, and it's funny because, you know, my parents are so right wing. And I grew up right wing, came out here, and I am so not right wing anymore. Right. I'm in the middle. Now, there's still some things I believe.
Right.
And I'm more left wing than anything, but I'm in the middle. Actually, that's not true. I'm in the middle. I'm really in the middle. It's because I do believe, you know, gays should get married. Absolutely. That's so what? Like, if you love someone, then you love, who cares? You know? I also think that, you know, women have a choice in doing whatever you want with your body. So, you know, growing up, I went to Catholic school and all these things, and like, this is wrong. You can't do this. I'm against abortion, you know.
Right.
So it's just, those things drive me insane. Like, really?
Right.
You can't make laws on what we want to do with our own body or our relationships.
Right.
You can't get in our personal relationships. That's fucked up.
Yeah, but that's so, those are
issues that have changed. I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying,
it's more
like,
complex than that.
I know. And I'm saying, when it comes to, then it goes into the whole money thing. And I will say that, you know, the majority of my dad's salary goes to taxes and paying for welfare and people that just keep popping out babies.
Right.
You know what I think we should do? I think we should put a cap on how many babies you're allowed to have. I think it should be if you are on welfare and you have more than, you know, 3 kids, then guess what? You're not allowed to have welfare anymore. So
yeah, but what's
they won't get pregnant.
The kids?
Then tie their damn tubes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's not a solution because then you're cutting off the kids.
No, I'm not saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying for any more people that come on it, like new rule, you know, new rule. Because otherwise, people are just popping out kids left and right in order to get welfare or get help from the government. And it happens in inner cities. Like, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. It happens hugely in Baltimore. People talk about it all the time. Like, yeah, I'm getting more money from the government because I'm having another kid.
Oh, no, I believe it.
You know?
I believe it. For sure.
And it's just like, that's bullshit. Something has to stop about that. Now, in that sense, that's more of a Republican thing. I don't think any, you know, there's no way that, you know, Obama's going to do anything about that. You know, like, I don't know. So I'm so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it's very confusing because, you know, I mean, you may not believe everything that the party believes in, you know, and then there's some things that may be on the left that appeal to you or something, you know, but...
And he hasn't done much that he said he was going to do. I mean, okay, so the healthcare thing, that's just so fucked.
Just ask yourself simply, you know, are you better off now than you were 40 years ago? And
I'd say no.
I don't think I am,
No.
And if I am, it's because of my own efforts, not thanks to the government, you know?
I don't know.
And so we'll see. I mean, it really depends, but he's still got pretty good support, Obama.
Right.
So we'll see. But I saw yesterday on CNN, they did a recent poll, and they found out that they're almost tied, you know, around 45% each. So we'll see. It's going to be a tight race, probably.
That's because a lot of people are just in the middle. They're not sure. They really are like, eh. So.
Yeah. I don't know. This country has been split right in the middle for years.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's it for today.
How about IT? Tomorrow we have a girlfriend of mine coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That'll be cool.
She's really cool. Uh-huh. You'll like her. She's actually speaks. She's NLP. She speaks on teaching you how to speak correctly to people. It's actually very interesting. And to not brainwash, but make them get what you want.
Right.
She's also, which is really cool. I'll let her explain that more. She's also a hypnotherapist. Mm-hmm. But she's got a store and she's up for grant. For $250,000 for her store, and she needs votes. So she's going to come in and talk about all this tomorrow.
Sounds good. So you guys tune in, so maybe you can vote, too, for this girl.
And she's a hot lesbian.
Really?
Yes.
Well, then we can't miss tomorrow.
Exactly.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta.
which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production, where we say what we want.